तो विद्युत भाव
अध्याय पतंजलि के शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तव्य परमेश्वरभ्यो नमो महद्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः। हे कृष्ण हे यादव हे सखेति भोः अये अये गौरीनाथ धनसिंह डाल सा दिया एक्सक्यूज दिया इस दिया यू डोंट फाइंड इट एनीवेयर वन इज पाद पूर्ति वी हैव सीन दिया आल्सो एक पदे युत 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 इज कुत्सा दरहा निंदा सो दट आल्सो यू डोंट फाइंड एनीवेयर आतस आतस मीन्स बिकॉज ऑफ दिस रीजन या वी हैव सीन ऑल दैट अरे अरे वी हैव सीन अघोष हम हो ओके हम हो तिष्ठ सखे विवेक बहुभि प्राप्तोसि पुण्यैर्मया हम हो ब्राह्मण मा कुप्या दिस हम हो इज यूज्ड क्वाइट ऑफन इन कालिदास ड्रामास ऑल्सो यू फाइंड इट ओई ओ लाइक ए काइंड ऑफ इट इज नॉट वेरी हाईली रेस्पेक्टेबल एड्रेस बट नॉट इवन डिस्पाइसिंग द अदर पर्सन लाइक रे इट इज नॉट इवन दैट It is a kind of acquaintance. It implies a good acquaintance. And there's some love also. Friends may talk with each other like that. Then ha is dukkham or shoka or kheda. Means sorrowful. So the emotion of sorrow is expressed by the avyayam ha. हा कष्टम ललिता लवंग लतिका दावाग्निना दहियते दिस वी हैव सीन हा हा तथापि विषया न परित्यजन्ति दिस इज फ्रॉम वैराग्य शतकम सी द ह्यूमन बीइंग गोस आफ्टर द सेंसेस एंड सेंसेस मेक द पर्सन वन विथ द जड़ा द इनसेंशियल Because when you run after the senses, you are getting attached to the insentient things, jada. Thereby, you see, the rule is whatever you worship, you become that. That is the rule. Therefore, when you worship the sense organs, you are worshipping the jada. In the process, you become the jada. Means, becoming jada means what? Become animal-like. That is the meaning of becoming jada. It's okay. Become animal-like. And then become tree-like, and then become stone-like. So now, once that the jadatvam comes, it is not the technical aspect of jadatvam. That's why I am saying animal-like, not animal, animal-like, or tree-like, or stone-like. Then that intelligence will be totally covered up. You see, even Mahatma gave an example. This dog is there, you know, it will be holding on to a dry bone. That is the jadatvam. So that kind of jadatvam comes into the life. And that is a very unfortunate state of affairs. This is how he is describing that Vishaya Bhogas. And then he becomes sick. Still Vishayas won't leave him. That is the Vairagya Shatakam. हा हा तथापि विषया न परित्यजन्ति अयो यो हा हा मीन्स अयो यो एलास इवन देन दीज विषयास डोंट लीव दिस गाय अलोन सो दट इज वैराग्य फॉर द सेक ऑफ वैराग्य दे से सच थिंग हा हा देवि स्फुटते हृदय स्रंसते देह बंधः दिस इज उत्तर रामचरितम Haha Devi, Rama is saying, Sita is not around. Sita was sent to the forest. And so, Haha Devi, O Devi, O Sita, സ്ഫുടത്തെ ഹൃദയം, ദി ഹാർട്ട് ഈസ് ബ്രേക്കിംഗ് ഇൻ ടു പീസസ്. ശ്രംസത്തെ ദേഹബന്ധ, ദി സ്ട്രെങ്ത് ദറ്റ് കീപ്സ് ദി ബോഡി ഇൻടാക്ട്, ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് യു ആർ ഏബിൾ ടു സ്റ്റാൻഡ് ഓൺ യുവർ ഫീറ്റ്, ദറ്റ് ഈസ് സ്ലോലി സ്ലിപ്പിംഗ് അവേ, ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് I am not even to stand on my feet. That is how Rama says in one context of Uttararamacharita. Then you can see the word ha-ha. Then ha-ha is also surprise. Ha, we are talking of ha, not ha-ha. Ha repeated ha-ha, nothing more than that. Ha is surprise. Ha-katham maharajadasharathasya dharmadaraha priyasakhime kaushalya. This is from Uttararamacharita. Janaka comes to Ayodhya and Sita is not there. Sita is sent to the forest. Janaka comes and asks, where is Sita? And she went to forest. Why forest? So like that, because forest was over already. Why one more forest? Anyway, he becomes angry that fire. Sita was tested in the fire. Who is fire to test my daughter? That is what he says. I don't remember that vakya. These are all there. Who is fire? For fire is not after all that much pure to test my daughter's purity. Like that he says. But before all that, when Janaka arrived, Dasharatha Maharaja is no more. And Rama cannot come face to face with him. And Kaushalya comes. Kaushalya or Kausalya, both are there. Both are there. Like Vashishtha, Vasishtha, both are there. So when Kausalya comes comes to him, I mean she appears before him. So he has not yet understood anything, just then he arrived and sees Kausalya. So he says, Kausalya, mother Kausalya, my dear sister Kausalya, Sakhi means sister, my dear sister Kausalya, the Dharmadaraha, Maharaja Dasharatha's patni. Kaikeyi is not patni, and Sumitra is also not patni. When he has to do yajnam, only Kausalya will be there, because she is the patni. So patyarno yajna sanyoga. So the other two wives, they join later, but not the status of patni. The status of patni for Kausalya only. That's why he says dharmadaraha. So dharmapatni ityarthaha. The dharmapatni of Maharaja Dasharatha, Kausalya, my dear sister, how are you? Like that he is expressing a surprise to see her. He is surprised to see her suddenly. That is the vakya. Ahaha. So ahaha is the expression of intense sorrow, deep sorrow. Tusaradre suno rahaha pitariklesha vivase nachasau sampatav payasi payasam patyuruchitaha. Very interesting verse. So tusaradre suno ആഹഹ പിതൃക്ലേശ വിവസേ നചാസം സംപാത പയസി പയസാം പത്യുരുചിതഃ. ഓക്കേ, യു സീ വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് ഈസ് ഹിമവത് പർവത ഈസ് ദേർ കാൾഡ് തുഷാരാത്രി, ഹിസ് സൺ ഈസ് മൈനാക പർവത, ദി മൗണ്ടൻ മൈനാക. When Himavan was in trouble, Pitari Klesha Vivase, this Mainaka, what he did, he came and hidden himself in the ocean. Payasam payasi, payasam patyuhu payasi, asau sampataha na uchitaha. When Himavan is in trouble, Mainaka is the son of Himavan. He is supposed to go and help his father Himavan. Instead of that, he goes and hides in the waters of the ocean. This is very unfortunate and very inappropriate. Ayo, alas. That is the vakya ahaha. The context I don't know, but that is the meaning.
This is Sundarakanda.
Not Sundarakanda.
Nitishatkam. How Nitishatkam talks about Ramayana?
No, no. What he says is he first presents a principle. Some people, even when their parents are in trouble, don't care much. Like for example, this Mainaka. That is how he says. Yeah. Then, Ashcharya. Again, surprise. And even Adbhuta, wonder. Ahaha mahatan nissimanascharitra vibhutayaha. This is again Niti Shatakam. Ahaha. What a wonder. The Mahatma's life history is, the glory of their lives is beyond imagination. What a wonder. Like that. He must have said something in the above three lines. Some Mahatma, Rama, Krishna, somebody's life he puts in three words, in three lines, and then says this line. This is the Niti Shatakam. Aho. Aho is again Ashcharyam, and surprise at the glory. Aho Madhurama Sandarishanam. Yeah. See, Shakuntala, this is from Avijnana Shakuntala. Shakuntala is leaving Kanva's kuti, the hermitage, to Dushyanta's palace. She is going. And so, she sees all these trees, or birds, or whatever. And she says, now she is taking leave from them, or whatever, some such context. She says, Asam Darshanam Mathuram. Seeing, looking at them is very sweet, very joyous thing, whatever it is. So, ahaha. So aho, aho means surprise or wonder. Aho duranta balavad virodhita. This is from Kirata Arjuna. See, you don't go into virodha. Virodha means conflict with a strong people, with a strong person. Balavad virodha you should avoid. Suppose in the village there is a rich man. So, okay, you may not curry favor with him, but at least don't take cudgel sickness to him. Don't fight with him. Bonara? Yeah. Don't fight with him. Because if you start a fight with him, you will not be able to pursue it, but he will be able to pursue it to any length. Duramta. And you will stop fighting after a while, but he won't stop. He will continue. Duramta. So, you quarrel with him and then come home. And so, for you, the job is done. Now, you don't have anything to do with him. But he won't leave it. Duramta. You won't find an end to that fight. It will be continued. Aho means fear or sorrow. Therefore, you should not do that. This is from Kiratarjuniya by Bharavi Mahakavi. Anyway. Then Aho Kami Swatam Pashyati. This is again Shakuntala. You see, what happens is Dushyanta looks at Shakuntala. And he is very much attracted by her beauty and all that. And then he has to ascertain who is she. Because the Indian society in those days, it was very firmly divided on caste lines. The caste rules are there. If she is a Brahmin girl, he cannot marry. And then he looks at her and says, for some reason, it doesn't appear that she is the actual daughter of, biological daughter of Kanva. He thinks like that. If Kanva is the biological father, then she is a Brahmana Yuvati. Then he cannot marry her. That is against rules. So he will not be able to marry. He is the king. He cannot violate dharma. Whatever samaja dharma is there, he has to enforce it. He cannot violate it. And so, first he tries to dismiss he inquires, who is she? They say, Maharshi Kanvasya Priya Duhita, something like that they say. And immediately, my God, it cannot be. I will not be able to marry her. In fact, even the thought is wrong. Then again he says, maybe she is not his actual daughter, maybe adopted daughter, maybe she is not a Brahmanastri, in which case he can marry. She need not be a Kshatriyastri, but she should not be Brahmanastri. There is all the condition. If she is a Kshatriya, wonderful. Even if she is not a Kshatriya, he can marry, but not Brahmana. Therefore he says, maybe she looks the way she appears, the type of gait, that gati, the way she walks, the type of confidence she presents, and then the way she talks, or the way she commands the situation, she doesn't appear to be a Brahmanastri. Maybe she has that Kshatriya lineage in her. That is what he imagines. And then he says, So kami swatam pashyati. A person who has this desire or love, he always tries to look things favorable to him.
Wishful thinking.
See, we were standing in the queue for a cinema ticket in the childhood. Don't think that recently I have done that. Standing in the queue. And we could see that bundle will be there. They are the 300 seats or 200 seats, that bundle. That is becoming thinner. Because people ahead of us, they are taking two tickets, three tickets like that. They give money and take tickets. And now I was looking at that bundle. And then I was wishing, yes, it will be there. By the time I reach there, after all, I need only one ticket. My friend is behind me, so two tickets we need, two people. So it will be there. But then just three, four people before us, it was over. And he closed the door. This is called wishful thinking. Kami swatam pashyati. Svata means svasya bhavaha svata, tam svata, svatvam ityartha. Aho kashta maho virya maho sat, aho rupa maho virya maho sattva maho dhiti. Aho deepti raho kanti raho shira maho balam, aho shakti raho bhakti raho prajna hanumataha. This is from somewhere, not from Ramayana. So from somewhere, Ramacharitam he says.
Ramacharitam mana?
Na, it cannot be.
Hindi.
Or maybe some Sanskrit is there in Hindi. Ramacharitmanas has some Sanskrit. Rama, Bhaja, Rupam, like that, some song they sing, you know. What is that? Ramacharitmanas song.
It is Ramacharit of Yuvaraj Kavi.
Ah, okay. You see, Tulasidas wrote a few poems in Sanskrit. What is that popular song? No, that is Hindi. Tulsidas song. Rama Bhaja Krupalu Bhaja Mara. That is in Sanskrit. It is written by Tulsidas. And I thought so. But anyway, Yuvaraj Kavi. Now, Aho means Ashcharyam. Rupam, Hanumataha, it is all about Hanuman. His form, his courage, and then his strength, and his luster, his shining brilliantly, dhyutihi, deeptihi, they are all very good. Kantihi, all are interconnected only. Means the physical luster, and his mental intelligence, whatever. Aho shelam, good conduct. Aho balam. So sattvam is same as balam only, but something must be. Indriya shaktihi, kaya shaktihi, manas shaktihi. Like that you have to divide. When you have too many words of the same meaning, you have to distribute them like that. Aho shaktihi. So you have three words. Sattvam, balam, shaktihi. Sattvam is manobala. Shaktihi is indriya shakti. Balam is deha shakti. Like that you have to distribute. Aho bhakti raho prajna. Prajna is intelligence. Bhakti is devotion. So these are all very superior. Then aho is also kheda adukha, means sorrow. How aho dushyam tasya samshaya marudha pindabhajaha. Dushyantasya samshayam arudha pindabhajaha. You see, pindabhajaha means annabhajaha. Means we take food from him. He gives food to us, annadata. That is Dushyanta, the king. But a king is considered annadata in a given situation. And then the king is doubting these people. I think it must have been said by the Rishi Kumara. When all of them go together, they go as a party. There is one elderly woman who was taking care of Shakuntala from childhood. She goes. Then Anasuya Priyamvada, two colleagues for Shakuntala, they go. Then Sharadvata and Sharangarava, the Munikumaras, they go. Five people go. So they all get the hospitality of the king and have some nice food. And then, having taken his food, now he is doubting their integrity. So that kind of a situation is not acceptable for one of these Munikumaras. It must be that. Vidhiraho balava nitime matihi. Ayo, aho means alas. The fate is strong. You cannot fight against the fate. Fate is always strong. Aho bata mahat papam kartum yavasita vayam. This is from Gita, from first adhyaya, first chapter. So we have become ready to perform a wrong action. Maha, great sin. Like that Arjuna is speaking. Aho means ayo, alas. Then aho is also simple address, sambodhanam. Aho hiranyaka shlaghyosi ataha ahamapitvaya sahamaitri michyami. This is the story. Hitopadesha, all birds and animals, that kind of story. So one of these birds or animals, whatever it is called hiranyakaha. And sambodhana, oh hiranyaka, you are a very great guy. I want to make friends with you. That is the dialogue from Hitopadesha, some story. Then Saha is avyayam, together with. It's a separate avyayam. Shishina sahayati kaumudi sahamegena tadit pratiyate Kalidasa. The moonlight, kaumudi, moonlight. Moonlight is called kaumudi because Kumuda is a lily. Kumudanam priya kaumudi. The lilies blows up in the moonlight. Therefore, moonlight is called kaumudi. This Bhattoji Dikshita named his book Kaumudi. Because the moonlight makes things look very clear. The context is like this. It is very dark. Suddenly, night 10, 11, 12, it is very dark. You cannot see anything. Footpath also you cannot see in the villages, old days, nothing is visible. Suddenly the moon comes. Now everything looks crystal clear because eyes are accustomed to no light. Then even a little light is enough. Crystal clear you see. That is called Kaumudi. So when you go to Ashtadhyayi, you cannot understand anything. Ayunarulukoke, okay. Alantyam chutu lashakvatadhite. What will you do with all this thing? So it is like going around in darkness of the night. Then suddenly the moon comes, Siddhanta Kaumudi. Halantyam idvarna. So like that. It is Kaumudi. That is how he named it. Anyway, so therefore, whenever there is moon, moonlight will be necessarily associated with the moon. Shashina sahayati kaumudi. Suppose Shashi gaya, chala gaya. Then what happens to moonlight? That also goes away. Sahamegena tadit pratiyate. Then megha came. along with the cloud, the lightning also came. Along with the moonlight is gone, but along with the cloud, the lightning appeared. This is from Kumara Sambhava.
Should be Pratiyate, not Praliyate.
Pratiyate means he is seen.
Book is printing Praliyate.
Oho, that also is okay. Praliyate. Let us take it as Praliyate. As the cloud disappears, lightning also disappears. That is the meaning. Sahaiva dashabhir putraihi bharam vahasi gardabhi. This is from Chanakya something. So gardavi means this donkey, the mother donkey, is carrying the load. It has 10 donkeys as its offspring, as its progeny. Now all the 10 donkeys are also carrying the load. Like that he says something to do, whatever it is. Then jyatu means at any time. Kadachit, that is the meaning. Kada means when. Kadachit means at any time. So jatu means kadachit, at any time. Najatu kamah kamana mupabhoge nishamyati havisha krishna vatneva bhuya eva bhivadhate. This is from Mahabharata. Yayati Gita. Mahabharata. Adiparvam. And this is there in Bhagavatam also somewhere. And it is quoted by Shankara in his Gita Bhashya somewhere. So, see, when you desire a thing, you are identifying with the insentient object. Then only you desire it, you know. And also, the desire is never completely fulfilled. All the desires are never completely fulfilled. You desire 100 things, but only a fraction of those desires is fulfilled. And therefore, the primitive man who was living in the forest and eating raw flesh, etc., leaves and fruits, etc., he desired less. But still, only a fraction of his desires is fulfilled. Then the modern man, he desires more, because in more civilized means he has more desires. Once again, only a fraction of his desires is fulfilled. And then, they coming to the religion, out of desires, the God is invented. Out of desires. The desires and fears of the people, they shape the God they worship. They worship the goddess of wealth because they desire wealth. They invent the goddess of wealth and then worship the goddess of wealth because they desire wealth. And then they worship the goddess of destruction because they are afraid of destruction. Out of that fear of destruction, they invent a goddess of destruction and then worship that goddess of destruction. Invent meaning, there is some goddess so who has willfully destroyed something. Like that they invent. The goddess won't do like that. God won't destroy anything. It is our karma which destroys. God won't interfere like that. So like that the desires leading to fears, it will distort the whole religious mind and the whole secular mind. And so the person is unfit for knowing the higher truth. This is one description given by a Mahatma. So I was reading it and I was amazed how the Mahatma, you see, this Mahatma used very powerful language. Very powerful language. And imagine that kind of a language. And Mahatma is saying that the samsari, he desires and desires till death he will be desiring. Only a fraction of his desires is fulfilled, but finally he dies the death of a dog. That is what he says. He says like that. Can you believe it? He says it. If you want reverence, I will give you if you care to read it. But this is how they look at these things. Harusha Krishna Vatmeva Bhuya Eva Bhivartade. The marvelous verse. The fire is called Krishna Vatman because wherever the fire goes, the path is made into ashes. Krishna Krishnam Vatma Yasyasaha. Suppose the forest fire. What was the path taken by the forest fire? Very easy. Wherever the forest is turned into ashes, that is the path taken. In this direction, you see all ashes. Whereas here, it is all green. Now you know where the path is taken by fire. That's why fire is called Krishna Vartma. This fire, it leaves ashes behind. The desire is like a fire. It leaves only ashes behind. So, also, na jatu, jatu means kadachit, at any time. Kamanam upabhogena kamaha na shamyati. By enjoying the desired things, the desire won't subside. Bhuya eva vivardhate. On the other hand, it grows more and more. Like Krishna Vartma Havishaiva. Like the oblations or the libations. The oblations are libations. Both are, I think that is also the word only, whatever. So that you pour into the fire, that doesn't put the fire down. It will make the fire even more fierce. So this fulfillment of desires is like that. This is a huge discussion in Mahabharata. There are more and more verses. What I told from there only I told. Yayati Gita, you may refer to that if you wish. This is from Manusmurtikara also.
అలబ్ధశానోత్కషణానృపాణాన్ నజాతు మౌలౌ మనయో వసంతి.
యూసీ మణీస్ ద జెమ్ స్టోన్స్ దే గో అండ్ సిట్ ఇన్ ది క్రౌన్ ఆఫ్ ది కింగ్. నృపాణాం మౌలౌ వసంతి. వెన్ దే ఆర్ కట్ ఆన్ దట్ స్టోన్ ద జెమ్స్ వర్ కట్. The diamond is cut diamond, you know, cutting on a particular powerful stone, they cut it and rub it and polish it, then only it goes and sits in the crown of a king. Suppose the diamond refuses to undergo cutting, polishing and all those things, then it cannot go and sit in the crown of a king. Therefore, a student who undergoes all the travails of sadhana and hard work and study and all that, he alone occupies a higher position. That is the context. See, a clay mound was there, and then this clay mound was crying bitterly. This pot maker, he is kneading me, he is pressing me down with his feet, and then he is putting me on the wheel and making me go round and round and round, and then he is baking me in a hot oven. Like that it was crying, this pot. But at the end of it all, this pot is used in yajna as a Purna Kumbha to worship God. So it has to go through all those. Then only it can occupy a higher position. Something like that.
What is that word, maulau?
Maulau. Mauli's head. Maulau. On the head. Means on the crown. Jatu means at any time. The diamonds, unless they are cut and polished, cannot occupy the crown of a king. Unless that, at any time they cannot occupy. That is the usage of the word jatu. This is from Bhavini something. It means avadharana, eva, it. Akshayirma divya krushimit krishasva. This is from Rigveda. In Rigveda there is Akshasukta. The Sukta on gambling, gambling sukta. Very interesting sukta it is. I have read it sometime. So akshayirma divyaha, don't gamble with these dice. Don't gamble with the dice. Krushimit krushasva, you do only nice agriculture. Krushi is agriculture. Don't go and go to the casino and don't play dice. Go to the field and do agriculture there. Till the field. Only that you do. Ishita, Krushiveva, you do. Till the land alone, don't go and play the dice. There it means eva. Arthajna itsakalam bhadravashnute. That is the nirupta. Yaskajarya's nirupta. Purti, complete mantra you should be able to tell. Sthanurayam bharaharaha kilasit adhitya vedam navijanati yortham. Ayam vedam adhitya artham navijanati. Having studied Veda, he doesn't know its meaning. Ayam sthanuhu, he is like this post. Means jada is equal to an insentient thing. Sthanuhu, jada. Bharaharaha, this pillar which carries the entire load of the entire load on its head. It doesn't gain any advantage of what is sitting on its head. Only the load it carries. Similarly, this Vaidika, who has by hearted the entire Veda but doesn't know its meaning, is carrying the burden in his head without gaining any advantage of that knowledge. Two lines have come. Arthajna itsakalam bhadramashnute. This is the fourth line. Then the third line is missing. So sthanurayam bharaharah tilasit adhitya vedanna vijanati yortham yorthajna itsakalam bhadramashnute. Yeah, I got it. Yorthajna itsakalam bhadramashnute jnana vidhuta papma. One word is missing. Just one simple word is missing. Jnana vidhuta papma.
This is from Nirupta Swami?
Nirupta. Yaskacharya's Nirupta. Very popular verse it is.
Opening of Nirupta?
Somewhere in between, somewhere there. In the first chapter you find it. So jnana vidhuta papma. The knowledge of the Veda washes away all his blemishes. And the arthajnaha it means eva. Only the one who knows the meaning of the Veda mantras, sakalam bhadram ashnute, he gains all auspicious things in life. That is the mantra. That is beautiful.
No, the format of Nirukta is like Amarkosha, is it?
It is like Amarkosha. But only Vedic words. But every word is presented along with the mantra in which it is there. Wow. Along with the mantra. Mantra will be given. And then its etymology will be given. Suppose Agni, Agnihi, Agnimi, Ile, Purohitam, that mantra will be given. Then etymology will be given. That is the Nirupta. Very wonderful way of making a lexicon, you know, along with usage.
It looked like Anubandha Chatushtaya is extending. That's why I said.
Yeah. So Artha is very important. Very beautiful mantra. He gave only Arthajna Ita Sakalam Bhadramashnute. So, you don't find this word in regular Sanskrit. Laukika Samskruta Padyata. It is there only in Vedic Sanskrit. No. No one comes quite often. It means no. English no. Sanskrit no is English no. Bharyasadhusuvamshaja pibhajate noyanti mitranicha. This is from Panchatantra. Nyayaropita vikramanya pindrunam yesham nahisyad dharam. Yesham dharam nahisyad nurunam. So to those human beings who don't have money, Okay, what happens to them? Bhadiya sadhu sudham suvam shaja pibhajate no. This guy has no money left with him. He's a pauper. Now his wife, who is born in a good and respectable family, still she may not care for him. She will not care for him when he has no money. Okay? No yanti mitranicha. Even the friends keep away from him. This is the bitter fact of life. Don't doubt that he is some old-fashioned guy saying something against wife and all that. You see, wife will respect the husband. If wife is also earning the bread, then probably the situation is different. Sometimes he earns the bread and she earns the bread, they nicely coordinate and all that. There is some advantage in that. Suppose wife depends upon him. She is the housewife, as it was in those days, and all these poems were written. See, the social life is there. It reflects the existing social life. It need not reflect the modern life, you know. You may have some reformed ideas and all that, but the poet need not reflect all that, you know. The poet reflects the Hindu society. So, when this person is a pauper, the wife tries to manage with him, struggle with him for some time. But if he cooperates in poverty with her, then both of them together can take the life forward. But he remains male chauvinistic and still demands respect from her, but is not making any more money, then she will not care for him. This is the fact of life. Even the friends. So, friends means what? Arre bhai, this is ye duniya bhai. It is like the Yamuna Tire. So, it is what friends? So, you are earning well, he is earning well, therefore friendship. Suppose you lost your job, and then friends, what they do? When they see him walking in that direction, they go this way. Because he may ask for some loan and all that. One time they can give, they cannot give again and again. And also very embarrassing. So they move away. No yanti, they don't go anywhere near him. Nyayaropita vikramanyapi. You see, originally he has some talents which he has acquired in the hard way, and those talents belong to him. But now even those talents desert him. They won't help him. So, the human being's life, it revolves around money, which is the fact of life. In fact, there is an experiment. I know a gentleman who has done this experiment, and he performs it again and again, once in a year. You just purchase a bus ticket. Say, you purchase the ticket, go to Houston and purchase the bus ticket and sit in the bus to go into New York. Okay? Give up all money. You don't have any money. Just a pant and shirt and now go to New York. And live there for 2 days. That is the experiment. 2 days you live. This man lives for a week. Means you beg them. You beg them. Or you carry some luggage for somebody. What you will do, you never know. You live for 2 days or 3 days. And then come home. He has a home and he has a wife, children. He makes good money. He is a well-to-do guy in the city of Kakinada. But he purchases a ticket and enters into a train, goes to Madras. And he sleeps on the berth, second class, air-conditioned class, he sleeps nicely. Next day morning he gets down in Madras. He has not a penny with him. Now he has to live 3 days.
So, part of management training, they give this as an assignment.
They give it?
Yeah, this is an assignment.
See?
So they give you ticket and very minimal one-time food. That much money,
nothing else.
And then you are sent to a city. And then you have to survive somehow.
You see, I went to Bhadrachalam, and so I got down from the bus, the red bus, and you have to cross, in those days bridge was not there, you have to cross the Godavari. I crossed. ₹0.50 is the ticket, boat cost, and I have a bag in my hand with a few things, and I crossed the boat. While crossing the boat, I noticed that I don't have any money with me. Not any money. Next day night, I have a ticket from Bhadrachalam by a launch. They call it launch. Means a motor boat. To Rajahmundry. Next day night. And the next day morning, the boat will reach Rajahmundry. So I have 48 hours of time. Ticket I have. That motor boat ticket I have. 48 hours of time I have. I don't have money. Not even 1 rupee. Now, 1 anna is not there. Then what I did, I went to the temple and got some prasadam, which I ate. And then took bath in Godavari. Godavari is there, you did not pay anything. Take bath in Godavari. And the wet clothes you put somewhere on the sand, they become dry. And then fold them and put in the bag. And then go to Rama temple. Then I went to a pujari and told him, I am a student of Veda. I have studied Yajurveda and all that. I don't have any money. Can you organize some food for me? I asked him. He said no. He said go. Okay, I came out. Then I went to the temple and somebody gave me some coconut and some prasad. Then what shall I do? So I tried it. I went to a Brahmana and asked him, Aham Brahmana, can you give food to me today? He said no. Go. So already I was very shy person. This itself was beyond my capacity, and I have stretched myself really in doing this much. So when twice I was rejected, then what I did, it was afternoon 1 o'clock, and the boat is next day night, the ticket. So I went to the boat, where the boat was a kind of a port like thing. Where one hut will be there, and there these boat people will be there, and the driver of the boat, the people who worked in the boat, etc., and the man who sells the tickets, boat, a private operation it is. I went to him and requested him, I have the ticket. He saw the ticket, yeah, you come tomorrow. I said, you see, I cannot come tomorrow. I don't have any money left with me. Can you honor this ticket for today? He said, you wait, we will see. So I waited there. And so whenever I was hungry, go to Godavari and drink water. There is Godavari is there. So he obliged me. He asked me, okay, sit in the car, go. Because it is all fixed. So he allowed me to enter into the boat. And I went into the boat. And the motor boat started. Whole night it travels. Whole night in the Godavari. Next day morning arrived in Rajahmundry. And then took bath in Godavari and went to the temple. There is a person who is known to me. That person's house I don't know, but the temple likely to come, that lady, elderly woman, likely to come to the temple. Every day she visits the temple, I know that. So Markandeya Swami temple on the Godavari river. Just went there by walk. And when I went there, one Mahatma was doing some pravachanam. Some puja, etc. is done. Morning 9 o'clock, some pravachanam is going on. And an audience of 30-40 people are there. And she is in one of them. And so I went and sat there. The pravachanam went on. Pravachanam is known to me. I studied the text. Doesn't matter, you can listen to him expounding upon it. Then the pravachanam was over, everybody was dispersing. Then I saw her and did namaskar. And So I went with her. She did not ask me to come, but I went with her. By the time she reached her home, she opened the lock and asked me, please come. So I went inside. And then she said, will you stay for lunch? I said, yes. So she gave me lunch. And then I asked her for 6 anas for the bus ticket. And so she gave that also. And purchased the bus ticket and went to the native place where the parents are there. So parents take care. This was an experience, very interesting. I don't know why it was. I just reminiscing a dead past. And so this is an exercise, a very interesting exercise. Therefore, even your skills, you see, when I have enough money, I can go to a proper place and all people assemble and then give a lecture and then they give me a lot of dakshina and all that. So some more money will come. But when you don't have any money, you don't find anybody who is interested in any of your skills, and your skills also will desert you. Anyway, all this is not necessary to explain the usage of the word no. But she's all done anyway.
Swami, in this no itarani.
No itarani, that is what it is. That is exactly that. Very nice. Pushpanam prakarasmitena rachito no kundajatyadibhihi. Smitena rachito no kundajatyadibhihi. Yeah. I'm not, words are all okay. But no kundajatyadibhihi. Yeah, okay, I got it. You see, she created a garland of flowers with her smile without using those jasmine and other flowers. No kundajatyadibhihi. Pushpanam prakaraha rachitaha. She has created a garland of flowers, but never used one kunda. Kunda is a jasmine, or one jati, another white flower. She never used any of those flowers, but she made a nice garland of flowers. Ha, smitena, with her smile. The smile is like a garland of white flowers. That is how the poet describes. So, very nice. Vidusham vadana, so there no is there. Vidusham vadana dvajah sahasa yanti no bahihi yatas chenna paranchanti dviradanam rada iva. You see, very beautiful verse it is. Dviradanam rada iva. Dvirada is an elephant. Dvi rada. Rada is the tusk. Tusk, it is called a tusk. Tusk, right? Mm-hmm. Two tusks are there. These tusks, they come out, but they don't go back. Like teeth are inside. Now they come out. I smile, they come out. But again they go back. Whereas viradanam radaha, they come out, but they never go back. Similarly, when a scholar open, a scholar doesn't open his mouth, he keeps quiet. Vidusham vadanat vachah sahasa yanti no bahihi. They sit quiet, the scholarly persons. They sit quiet. They won't, words don't come out of their mouth just like that. Sahasa means quickly, without any particular reason. Like that they won't come out. Means they won't talk much. That is the idea. But once they talk, whatever they talk, they won't go back. Means, what they say in English, they won't eat their own words. Means, they talk the truth, and whatever they said, they need not withdraw. Okay, whatever I said was wrong, I'm sorry, I'm withdrawing. They need not say that. They will not say that. Because they speak the truth. That is the idea of the person. There were no bahihi yanti, like that. Let's start.